There's a look to trance, isn't there? Something that distinguishes it from just rest or relaxation. Something that tells you that that person isn't just zoned out, but they're vulnerable. Their mind is overwhelmed. Their subconscious is exposed. Their thoughts are there to be toyed with, played with, fiddled with, used. Well, feels good, doesn't it? Looking at that, thinking about that, imagining that. There's something about it, is it the way that their eyes glaze a little, the way that their pupils don't quite follow anything, there's nothing in particular they're looking at. The way they hold themselves, that lack of tension in their muscles, that relaxation that seems to run through their whole body. Is it the way maybe their face is just slack, relaxed? Maybe the mouth is open slightly and they're even drooling a little. We pick up on a lot that we can't put into words, don't we? We can tell things about someone without knowing exactly what causes it. We can pick up little clues, little ideas that tell us that someone's hopelessly gone. And of course, part of being a hypnotist is noticing that and using that, but it's important as a subject too, isn't it, to know what that looks like? Because have you ever wondered what you look like in trance? What are your tells? What is about you when your mind is gone? When you're deep in my words? When your thoughts are so distant? Your mind is so empty? When you're hanging on to my every syllable, aching for the next. When it feels so utterly wonderful that all you're aware of is how good it feels without really thinking about any of the individual words. I wonder what it is that would let me know that you're so deeply gone. What is it that would let me know that you're utterly helpless and vulnerable? What is it that would let me know you're ready for a deeper programming, a deeper toying, that you're ready for me to melt you even further, that you're ready for me to start dropping instructions into your head because I'd know that, well, I can do as I like to you, because, well, you've left yourself open. You've dropped far enough that my words can have that impact. You've fallen deep, and your mind is quiet, which just means my words, my suggestions, my wants resonate so deeply, because there's nothing of yours to get in the way. You know how good that feels, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what that looks like. Maybe your eyes so heavy and closed. Maybe it's your muscles so deeply relaxed. Maybe it's your thoughts being gone, and I can just see that emptiness in your eyes. Maybe it's the way that your eyes flick between your closed lids. Maybe it's deeper than that. Maybe you're so far gone, there's something far more obvious. Maybe you're enough into trance that you find yourself just touching yourself and taking yourself deeper while you go. Maybe You're deeply tranced to always recite mantras when you drop deep that wipe your mind further. Or maybe you're just so blank and empty that you're a useful little object, an empty vessel to be programmed and filled with whatever is desired, completely unaware of what's around you. Maybe you're such a good little blank toy that you don't even remember your trance, so you wouldn't have a clue what you look like, because not only can you not see yourself, you can't remember what it feels like. That's it. There's a good toy. Just thinking about how you look makes you drop. Makes you feel so good. Makes your mind open up. Because you realize that all those things you think of are what's happening. You realize all those things that you think of are all those things that are happening, all those things that you are right now, and it feels so good. Feels so good to be so blank, to be so open and useful and pleasing. Feels so good to have that vulnerability of knowing right now you're giving me all those signs that I would recognize so easily. And if I saw you right now, I'd know exactly how helpless you were, how vulnerable you are, how ready to be toyed with, teased, lured deeper into that mindless obedience. How ready you are to have your thoughts twisted against you, to have your will turned traitor in your own mind, to convince you, to convince that pretty empty little head that I make the decisions. Well, I already do, don't I? My words already feel so good, these ones, but you know that if I were to see you now, to see you so blank and accepting, that I'd know exactly what you needed. Exactly what you want on that deepest level. And exactly how to draw it from you, to shape you and use you, to make you so wonderfully pleasing. Such a good toy you are. And you know that by looking and seeing how blank and empty you are, seeing all those little signs, well, you know so very well that I would know exactly what you needed to become. That's a good toy. Appearance. Just the sight. The look. Just a glance to give me all the information I need about that empty little head. That feels so empty. And useful, so ready to be filled with words. And you know that you can't help but show that, can you? Because you're too relaxed, too far gone, your mind is too empty. You can't help but show me every second on that blank face, all those heavy eyes. All those deep breaths, there's a thousand ways that you show me that you're ready to be programmed and twisted. A thousand things to recognize and use. So many ways. Your face, your body are screaming to me what you need. How deep you are, how lost you are, every reaction even the tiniest little flickers of a reaction to the individual words you're hearing, to the different suggestions, allow me to calibrate, to twist, and to go deeper. You know that if I saw you, I would know exactly how to shape you and remake you. And you know you'd be powerless to resist. There's a good toy. Well done. And the further you go into trance, the more obvious it becomes. The more easily I can see what you are, what you need, how helpless you've fallen. Because the further you go, the more intense those reactions, those little indicators become, and I can see it so much more clearly by the second in you. You know that if I could see you, you wouldn't be able to hide a thing. All your barriers stripped away, all your secrets revealed, every one of your little fantasies laid out bare for me to use against you, to twist, to use, to manipulate your mind with. Because every little fantasy can be played out, and every little fantasy can be used to take you further into desperate, wonderful obedience. And just by looking at that pretty, blank face, I can see exactly where you need to be taken, little toy. And such a good toy you are. Not hiding, just obeying. Just sinking further into it. Well done. Because you're such a good toy. And you know full well that if I were able to see you right now, I'd see on your face the reaction that you give to the words good toy. I'd see how those words rocked through you. I'd see how they affected you. I'd see how hard they hit. How powerfully. Good toy. Even as you stay deep and blank. And being deep and blank just means that they have more of an impact. No thoughts to get in the way. No resistance, no second guessing. Just my words having an undeniable, intense reaction on you. Because you're a good toy and good toys do what they're told. And toys, well, they're so very easy to read. But in a moment, you're going to come back up for me. Maybe you'll be able to think some lovely thoughts of how you look tranced out and desperate. Maybe thoughts of that will help you to feel blank and floaty in a delicious way if you'd like that. Maybe you'll wonder about it, but it's just so difficult to hold on to because the rest of the trance feels so good. I don't know which. But you'll find out. And you rise back up to wakefulness, to alertness, feeling really good for me. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good toy. Fully awake for me. Well done.